Hundreds of wild mustangs in captivity at the Canyon County Correctional Facility have died from an unknown illness. The facility has more than 2,500 horses taken from the Bureau of Land Management Roundup last summer. According to the Colorado Sun, the deaths have sparked outrage from animal activists who say the holding pens for the mustangs are cramped, crowded, and stressful, and the perfect environment for infectious pathogens to propagate and spread. The BLM has rounded up thousands of horses over the past 2 years in an attempt to preserve parkland where they say the horses overgraze drought-stricken land. Advocates say the roundups are not necessary. Across the country, the federal agency has more than 60,000 horses in captivity. They plan on capturing 19,000 more next year. The Colorado Senate takes up fentanyl felonization bill. Nicole Rubin has more.
Brittany Patterson, a Democrat from Jefferson County, says the media focus on the refentanylization of fentanyl has been frustrating.
It makes it unlawful distribution of anything containing fentanyl a level one drug felony charge if it weighs more than 50 grams. The outdated law currently is 225 grams. Obviously, there are huge differences with fentanyl versus other drugs. The level two drug felony charge is if it weighs more than 4 grams, but no more than 50, as well as the level three, which is more than four, but below 14 grams.
But harm reduction activists say treating the public health crisis with criminal penalties is a step backward. They rallied on the steps of the state capitol yesterday at noon, just before the Senate took up the bill. Among the speakers was Justin Cooper, Deputy Director of Colorado Criminal Justice Reform.
The community's ready. We are available to be a continuum of care in this conversation called how do we respond to the public health crisis that we're facing with fentanyl. It is obvious to us as a state, it is obvious to us as a community, that we cannot have a dominant criminal legal response because we know the outcome of that.
That's right.
And we will not, and I repeat, we will not, as a state, go backwards.
The bill, HB 1326, passed out of the House last week. For KGNU, I'm Nicole Rubin.
Biomed Realty, LLC, recently bought the Flatiron Park Business Campus for $625 million, making it the most expensive deal in Colorado history, with a 1 million square foot space and 22 buildings. It's the largest single asset sale in Colorado history. Biomed, a company that manufactures medical equipment, said that it plans to put another $200 million into renovating Flatiron Park. Once those upgrades are complete, Biomed says they will increase the presence of biotechnology and other life science groups throughout the campus. Boulder has become a hub for biotechnology and life science companies, however, leaders are not satisfied. In the public and private sphere of science, there is a lot of support and talk about making Boulder a top area for the industry. Many mentors in the industry are willing to volunteer their time and efforts to companies that run through CU, even though there may be less options for companies while they are in the startup phase. The Senate Bill 224 would make it possible for children conceived from an egg or sperm donation after 2024 to be able to learn the identity of their parent when turning 18. According to the Colorado Sun, this bill would be the first of its kind nationwide. It also requires fraternity clinics to put a 10-family limit on donors. There are 42 fraternity clinics in Colorado, and there is currently no limit on how many children a donor can help create. There is also no requirement for a thorough proof of the donor's medical history. The Senate Bill 224 comes after Colorado outlawed fertility fraud in 2020 in response to a Grand Junction fertility doctor who allegedly used his sperm to impregnate multiple women who were his clients without their knowledge. This April has been the driest one in Colorado for the past 30 years. Instead of the late season snow that we're used to, it's been dry, hot, and has had super high winds. According to the Denver Post, April normally brings the Denver area 8.8 inches of snow and 1.6 inches of rain. This month, Denver's picked up a trace of snow. Snow is measured in tenths of inches, and a trace of snow is defined as less than half that amount. Denver has picked up less than 0.05 inches of snow this April. Denver started April under abnormally dry conditions, which is technically not an official drought. As of the April 19th update, Denver is back under moderate drought status, with worsening conditions likely. In Colorado, anti-Semitism has increased 53% in 2021. The Anti-Defamation League's audit of anti-Semitic incidents 2021 was released Tuesday and found 92 reports of anti-Semitic occurrences. Since 1979, the ADL has published annual audits that track anti-Semitic attacks, harassment, and vandalism. Scott Levin told the Denver Post that this is reflective of a very troubling trend of increasing anti-Semitic incidents over the past 8 years and mirrors what is happening nationally. Colorado in 2021 was ranked the 8th state with the most reported anti-Semitism, according to the audit. That is the highest it has been in more than a decade. During this time, a Jewish family was harassed at a burial service for a family member by a man who drove by the cemetery and yelled, "Hail Hitler." A synagogue's virtual service was intruded by people leaving anti-Semitic and threatening messages in the live chat section. A Jewish person also received a voicemail at their business by a caller who blamed Jews for shutdowns caused by the pandemic. Today in Boulder, it's going to be cloudy and in the high 60s. The rest of the week should follow suit, with possible rain next Wednesday. Outside the studio, it's 45 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.